Blog Talk Radio.
Podcast audience, welcome to Block Talk Radio. This is a Hodge to Hodge production, and this is the Messenger Edition. I am Nurse Carmen. We have co-producers Ken and Ron Hodge, and now we have a conversation with the messenger, Ron Hodge.
Good evening and welcome once again. Tonight, it is truly an honor to be before you again, and we're hoping, knowing that those that will take heed to what is being said and take the time to apply some of the principles in which we discuss weekly here will begin to see a change in their life and their health and just everything. Because we are special. And when I say special, I'm not saying we as in my podcast listeners, but we as a race, as a people, are special. And it's
Amen.
Important for, it's truly important for us to know this, because we've been walking around for so long, following different sayings, different religions, different this and that, telling us how we should live our life. And the only person that should be telling you how to live your life is you. And that's a heavy concept to understand because of the training up of the child and the manner in which you would have it to go, and the different rules and regulations that have been laid upon us by different religions and stuff. So it's hard for us to truly live our life. And what I mean by that, just an example, how many of us want to do some things that we would love to do, but we know, quote unquote, society as a whole would not approve of.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying what those things are, but you know, there are some things that we would just like to do.
Right.
But we erase those from our minds because we know that if we did such things, the backlash, the things that people would say about us for doing them. And so what we've done is, just in that moment, we've stopped being who we want to be what it is that other people would want us to be. And who is it that knows you better than you? Who is it that knows what it is that truly makes you happy better than you?
Just me.
Other than God.
Well, we got to remember the concept that you and God are one.
One.
Okay?
Amen.
So because you and God are one, and let me just clear this up, because it's important for us to understand that. When I say that you are God, I am not putting you above God himself, and I'm not putting you separate from the rest of us, because we are all part of the body.
Right.
So when we look at it from that perspective, and not the perspective that I am something special above all of you, when I say it as if I'm above all of you, then I've taken myself out of the realm of oneness, because now it's me.
Right.
And we can do nothing without God. It is important for us to understand it's about the oneness. And it's hard for us to imagine this or to fathom this because of what our daily lives here in this realm of living. But we have to understand that it is more to it than what is here on what we would call Earth. It's more
right.
to it. And if we pay more attention to just the daily things that go on in our lives, we'll be able to see it. And just to give you an example, deja vu. Okay. Not only that, but how many times how many times have we thought about something, or not only thought about, just felt like I've been there or I've done this?
Many times, yes.
And that's because we are divine beings, capable of more than one experience at the same time, and able to divide ourselves into many different selves as we choose.
Mm.
You can live the same life over and over again in different ways, and you can also live different lives at different times on the continuum. Thus, all the while you're being you here now, you can also be and have been other selves in other times and places. Now, I know it seems kind of complicated, but it's complicated from an earthly perspective. But when we start to lift ourselves up more to the spiritual realm, we'll see how it's just not that important. It's not that complicated at all. And we really only just scratched the surface here. Just know this, that you are being of divine portion, knowing no limitation. And what we have to understand as well is the body, that our soul, which is truly us, is in, is what gives us the limitation. And so this is why death is such a beautiful thing, because when you die, when this body dies, what it does is it frees the soul to no limitation. The body holds us in and gives us some sort of limitation. But once the soul is set free, there is no limitation, because the soul knows that it is a part of God.
Mm.
The soul always knows that. It's just that it's in conflict with the mind and the body. But whenever the mind, body, and soul are touching and agreeing, there is nothing to do.
That's right.
The story about the mother that lifted the car up so that she could get her baby from underneath the car. Mind, body, and soul working together and doing miraculous things.
That's right. Amen.
A part of you is choosing to know yourself as you presently experience identity. Yet this is by far not the limit of your being, although you may think it is. You must think that it is, or you cannot do what you've been given yourself this life to do. You are using all of life, all of many lives, to be and decide who you really are, to choose and to create who you really are, to experience and to fulfill your current idea about yourself. You are in an internal moment of self-creation and self-fulfillment through the process of self-expression. You have drawn the people, events, and circumstances of your life to you as tools with which to fashion the greatest version of the greatest version you ever had about yourself. This process of creation and recreation is ongoing, never ending, in multiple layers. It is all happening right now and on many levels. It's all happening right now because we have to understand in the realm of God, of all and knowing, all knowingness, in that realm, there is no such thing as time. Because there is no such thing as time, all of these different lives and stuff is going on right now. And it might sound kind of crazy to you at first thought, but once again, when you stop and you think about some of the things that you have experienced that had nothing to do with this life.
Hmm.
Anybody ever thought they was a cowboy or a cowgirl?
A dragon slayer? Huh?
but no. Mm-hmm. But,
that's a bad word for Giants fans, you know.
Mm.
Okay, anybody ever experienced that they were truly a Giant?
Yay!
Just you are all in an internal moment of self-creation.
Mm.
But what we have to understand is that there is no time. Then you'll be having all your lives at once. And you really are. You are living this life, your presently realized life, in your past, your present, and your future all at once. Have you ever had a strange feeling about future events so powerful that it made you turn away from it?
No, I haven't experienced that. No.
Have you ever thought about going to, and I'm just using simple analogy, but have you ever thought about going to the store and something just kept telling you, no, don't go?
That, yes.
Okay. It told you, so something in your future told you not to go.
Okay.
See, and we call it premonition. But from God's viewpoint, it is simple, an awareness you suddenly have of something you've experienced in your future. Your future you is saying, hey, this is no fun. Don't do this. You are also living other lives, which you call past lives, right now as well. Although you experience them as having been in your past, and that it just as well, it would be very difficult for you to play this wonderful game of life if you had full awareness of what is going on. Even this description offered here cannot give you that. If it did, the game would be over. The process depends on the process being completed as it is, including your lack of total awareness of this stage. So bless the process and accept it as the greatest gift of the greatest creator. Embrace the process and move through it with peace and wisdom and joy. use the process and transform it from something you endure to something you engage as a tool in the creation of the most magnificent experience of all times, the fulfillment of your divine self. And that's what life is about. But it's about you. I've had a long discussion today with one of the mothers from the church, and I was trying to explain it to her because they being older, they just think that you have to be in church under somebody else's rules and regulations, that you can't hear a word from God unless a so-called preacher man has delivered it to you. But we all know that there have been times, as the song said, that we've had that conversation with God.
Yes, we have.
How many of us were feeling mighty low, and we just sat there in the stillness and just started talking? We would think to ourselves, but in actuality, we were having a conversation with God.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
All the time. Yes, many times. Mm-hmm.
And when you had that conversation, who took the time to wait and hear his reply?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's the important part, because God is always speaking to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a question of when do we listen. Think about the times that he has spoken to us and we didn't listen, and the times that he's spoken to us and we did listen. And think about the outcomes on both ends. So I say to you, do not waste the precious moments of this, your present reality, seeking to unveil all of life's secrets. Those secrets are secrets for a reason. Grant your God the benefit of the doubt. Use your now moment for the highest purpose, the creation and the expression of who you really are. Decide who you are, who you want to be, then do everything in your power to be that. You use what I have told you about time as a framework within your limited understanding upon which to place the construction of your grandest idea. If an impression comes to you about the future, honor it. If an idea comes to you about a past life, see if it has any use for you. Don't simply ignore it. Most of all, if a way is made known to you to create, display, express, and experience your divine self in ever more glory right here, right now, follow that way. Now, I'm going to say this one more time because I really, really, really think this is applicable to someone who thought I forgot what we talked about many, many, many podcasts ago. Hint, hint. Hint, hint.
I'm waiting.
Okay, all right. And I got everybody on board. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If an idea comes to you about a past life, see if it has any use for you. Don't simply ignore it. Most of all, if a way is made known to you to create, display, express, and experience your divine self in an ever more glowing right here, right now, follow that way. Because it says, and a way will be made known to you because you have asked. This actual, believe it or not, this actual conversation that we're having right now is a sign of you asking. For you could not be producing it right now before your very eyes without an open mind, an open heart, and a soul which is ready. The same is true for those who are now hearing this, for they have created it too. How else could they now be experiencing it? Everyone is creating everything now being experienced. which is another way of saying that God is creating everything now, being experienced, for God is everyone. It is all contained in a single truth. And that single truth is there is only one of us. There is only one of us. And that's important for us to understand, that it is the God in us. And the only way we can truly get to that level of truly understanding that there is one of us is for us to truly understand that this body, which we hold so dear, that we seem to think is who we are, when we come to the understanding that that is not who we are, it is just a vessel that houses who you are. When this body goes into the ground or however you dispose of it, that does not end your existence. Your existence can never end. And when you come to understand that no matter what, you cannot die, literally die, you, not the body, then you can begin to live life to the fullest. There will come a time when the energy driving the expansion will dissipate and the energy holding things together will take over, pulling everything back together again. Yes, everything will quite literally fall into place, and you will have paradise again, no matter, pure energy, in other words, God. That time will come, but right now, this game that we call life, that we set up, because once again, we are part of the body, that we set up is for us to experience life. Because as God, you do know everything. There is nothing that you don't know. All you have to do is call it back to your remembrance. Life gives you the opportunity, the life here on earth gives you the opportunity to experience what it is that you know. Knowing without experience leaves a void. But I'd say this again, not in the physical form, but you will always exist. You cannot exist. You are that which is. You are that which is. So I say to us to just slow down for a moment and to, is that me? We're getting some feedback. So I say to you to begin to slow down so that you can better see what's going on in your life. And what I mean by what's going on in your life is how you're handling things, the things in which that are coming to you and how you're dealing with it. Are you dealing with it from a creative side or from a reactive side? So it's important for us to understand that we have so much authority. There is nothing that we cannot do. But we have to be mindful of it. We've got to, as Paul wrote in one of the books, he wrote that we have to renew our mind. And our mind is a tricky thing because we've trained our mind to think a way, and that's how it thinks. And now we've got to retrain our minds to understand that we are more than just this vessel that we see in the mirror. We have to train our mind to better understand that we can do all things through the Spirit of God that lives within us.
Amen.
Is there anything too hard for God?
No.
So if there's nothing too hard for God, what does that mean for us?
Nothing too hard for us.
Nothing too hard for us. But once again, you have to be on one accord. And you heard that saying, wherever two or three are gathered together in my name,
mm-hmm.
two or three, mind, body, and soul.
And,
and that's how they kind of came up with the Holy Trinity thing.
Mm.
When it comes together, there is nothing that you can't do. Because my sister Pearl, a little quiet back there, I'm going to use her example again for her. I just love using it because every time I think about it and just knowing what it is that it did for you, it brings me joy. And honestly, that's why I keep bringing up the dinner thing. That's why I keep bringing it up, because I know how it made you feel at that time.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So that's why I keep bringing it up all the time, so that you can not only you, but I'm relating to it as well. When your whole self was touching and agreeing on it.
Mm-hmm. Keep using it. That's right.
I will. I won't stop. I just warn you ahead of time that I'm going to use it. But yes, I won't stop, because it is a beautiful example to show us how God
right.
is working in our lives if we would
That's
just
right.
listen.
Mm-hmm.
And when you did that, I don't know if you've got riches like that where you could just treat people to dinner and stuff, but that wasn't a concern of yours, because
right.
you were listening to what it is that the Spirit had told you to do.
Yes,
and
I felt compelled.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And the financial cost wasn't an issue. And even if it was an issue, he already made a way that whatever it was that you might have lost in paying for that, you've already received that back again tenfold.
Mm-hmm.
True story.
And so this is what we have to understand when we're talking about it is more blessed to give than receive. Because
right.
just so when you give out of the abundance of your heart, When you give not looking for anything in return. See, that's one of the fallacies of the tithing. Most people tithe because they're looking for it to come back to them. It's when you give not expecting anything in return is when it comes back to
mm-hmm.
you. That's when it comes back to you, because then you're giving it out of the pureness of your heart. But when you've got an ulterior motive for giving somebody something, don't expect a reward for that. There is a natural rhythm to life, and everything moves to that rhythm. Everything goes with that flow. Thus it is written, for everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. Wise is the one who understands this. Clever is the one who uses it. Few people understand the rhythms of life more than women. Women live their whole lives by rhythms. They are in rhythm with life itself. Women are more able to go with the flow than men. Men want to push, pull, resist, direct the flow. Women experience it, then mold it to produce harmony. Women, now, please understand, women are more in tune. It doesn't make them better. It doesn't make them worse. But they're more in tune. And
we
technically,
know it's better.
Okay, all right. But this is why you'll notice more women in churches than men.
Mm.
We have a lot of praying for patience to do.
But I do want to thank you for coming out tonight. My co-producer wasn't able to join us tonight, but I thank those that did come out. And I'm just asking
you
to take just a little more time to be observant of what it is that God is saying to us, what it is that God is trying to show us, so that we can have those requests that we sent up, those things that we want that is going to make us the best us that we can be. And in order for us to do that, we've got to, there was a saying in the Bible, be in the world, but not of the world. So we're in it, but we've got to be able to slow down and hear what it is that saith the Lord. And what the Lord is saying, he's saying it directly to you, not through a middleman. He uses a middleman when you're not paying attention. But if you're tuned in and listening to what it is he has to say, he will answer you. Sister Purr, Nurse Carmen, even myself, we're all witnesses to the fact that he does answer. He does hear what it is that we're requesting.
Yes, he does.
What it is that we're speaking into existence. We just need to be able to speak it and then hear what he has to say or what
she
has to say.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you all for tuning in tonight. I look forward to another powerful conversation on Thursday. But until then, everyone, take care, be blessed, and walk in the godliness in which we truly are. I love you all. Good night.
Love you too. God bless.